The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has one of the highest suicide rates in the country, and Mountain Village is a place where suicide attempts are common. As in many villages, the first responder is often a village or tribal police officer. KYUK's Teresa Kratzarillis rode along with one Mountain Village VPO whose quick thinking helps keep her neighbors alive. And just a quick note, this report might be disturbing for some listeners.
It's Friday night in Mountain Village, and Village Police Officer Anna Bill is trying to stay awake.
And it's only starting. And I'm on 1 hour of sleep.
Anna's a potty-mouthed mother of four who's been a VPO for a little under a year. Last night, she received 39 calls in about 4 hours. We were just sitting down to a family potluck when she got a call about another assault, and we're not wasting any time getting there. Anna and another VPO walk briskly into a small house. After a while, Anna jogs back out and gets on her phone.
We'll get her to the clinic, okay?
The woman inside has tried to kill herself.
She's gonna be okay.
Within minutes, a group of city employees veer into the front yard on four-wheelers. Mountain Village's city manager runs into the house. They need help carrying the woman out. The woman's fighting them, but Anna and the others manage to haul her into the back of a battered pickup with a broken door. That's the closest thing Mountain Village has to an ambulance.
Are you guys ready?
A few men jump in the back of the pickup to hold the woman down and keep her from rolling out the back. Anna swerves down the hill towards Mountain Village's small health clinic.
This makes 54 different people.
54 people in the last 7 months. About 850 people live in Mountain Village, and according to the city's police records, between 5 and 7% of them have attempted suicide in the past year. Anna has helped save them all. She's responded to as many as 3 suicide attempts a day. She's cut several people down who've tried to hang themselves. Anna never thought that she'd be doing this. As a teenager in Mountain Village, she actually threw eggs at one of the village's old VPOs, along with a few girlfriends she still refuses to rat out. She was that kid. So when a former VPO offered Anna the job, she prayed on it. Then she put in her application and got to work the same day.
At 5 o'clock that evening, I got sworn in and my shift started at midnight.
Anna didn't receive any training in suicide response or in anything else. She doesn't have a uniform and didn't have any handcuffs until a trooper lent her some. She's also miserably paid.
Who wants to risk their life for $13 an hour? Me!
She actually makes about $15 an hour now. Anna used to work in behavioral health, but when it comes to responding to suicide attempts, she's mostly taught herself by listening back to old calls.
There's some signs I wish that I could have noticed on some suicide calls. You can't blame yourself for it. But it's really hard not to do.
Anna keeps a bullet on her desk. It's a round from the shotgun that was used in the first suicide attempt she responded to. She talked the man down, but kept the bullet as a reminder that things can go bad quickly. She tells the growing number of people she's helped save that they can call or text her at any time.
It's a bond that a normal person wouldn't be able to see. An invisible connection, I should say. It's like a connection from me to the next person and the next person. It's like a chain reaction. And it's just, you know, I'll look at them and they'll look at me and I'll know, you know, they'll just nod and I'll know that they're okay.
The woman who tried to kill herself is safe in Mountain Village's clinic. Anna's running an errand when the phone rings.
Mountain Village Police Department. Okay, bye. Oh, we got another suicide attempt.
The call's from the same house we visited earlier. This time, it's the woman's brother. He's upset, but he hasn't tried to hurt himself. His family was afraid he would. He's calm, eating dinner. They talk for a while, and then Anna gets back in the car. She says the brother struggles with alcohol, and she's had to arrest him several times. He's actually taken a swing at her before. This is progress.
What? I'm tired.
By the time we get home, Anna's exhausted. Her boyfriend, Ivan, fixes her some food.
Every time I deal with any kind of suicide attempts, I'll have no energy. I'll feel really sick. You know, it takes a lot out of me. I attempted suicide when I was young. I tried to take a handful of pills and survived.
That was when Anna was 16. She says she woke up in Bethel's hospital thinking about her family. She says the experience makes her better at dealing with people on these calls.
I talk to a lot of these kids and I tell them, you know, I've been there. I felt what you felt. I've been through it and I did it before, but look, I'm here and now I'm trying to make a difference.
And on Anna's watch, among all of these attempts, no one has died from suicide. In Mountain Village, I'm Teresa Cotsarillas.
That was part one of a four-part series on suicide and treatment in Mountain Village. Part two and three are available at kyuk.com. Also, if you or one of your loved ones is struggling with suicidal thoughts, please call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255.